family. How
What's
y'all
happening?
Doing?
What's going on, y'all?
Welcome back to another Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? This is a podcast hosted by me, Angel Akita Moore, also known as That Chick Angel. And then tell them who you are, babe.
I'm Marcus Tanksley. I'm also the host of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's my husband and my boyfriend and my baby daddy.
Yeah, I'm working on another title.
Ooh.
Yeah.
What's that?
I'll figure it out. I ain't came up with a name for it yet. It's coming, though.
Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? It's a biweekly podcast when we are on top of it, that where we cover everything, relationships, it doesn't matter, love, what's going on in the news.
All that jazz.
What's irritating my husband? What's
everything.
Irritating me? We cover everything.
Me.
So we appreciate when you tune in. We appreciate when you rate us on iTunes, SoundCloud, Google Play, all the places that you can find this podcast. And you can follow me on social media at That Chick Angel on all platforms. This podcast is on YouTube. On the channel That Chick Angel, and tell them where they can find you.
Oh, y'all can find me on Instagram there at Marcus Ain't on the Gram.
Yeah. And last time he posted was about
2 weeks ago. I've been busy though. Yeah. I've been trying to come up with some content to put on there and trying to figure out how to organize all that.
It's so much. It's irritating at times.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
It's just not the life I live.
Yeah.
Be this whole social media thing. I know. I am glad I don't get it, because the stuff I see, I'm like, really? It's you got how many followers?
Yes.
This is what you do?
Not trying to hate. But
yeah,
no,
I'm not hating.
But it's not with their spare time. When they have that many, a lot of times it's money.
Well, yeah. Maybe. Some of them, they ain't getting nothing. I can tell you. Ain't nobody paying them to put that stuff on there.
Oh, my goodness. So we like to start off every episode with what's I need to come up
yeah,
with
don't,
something.
Yeah, don't say the old one. Just don't say it. Just
what's a good
what's
saying?
Getting to you?
Okay, that's what we'll do for right now. What's getting to you?
Yeah, we're gonna have another one, a new title of that the next
time.
Yeah,
I don't.
It was called Grinding Your Gears.
Told me not to say it, so
yeah,
why
because
you go
you,
back?
You was gonna say it. I just had to let them know what this was.
Oh,
in case they was new to it and they listened to the old ones.
Well, tell them what's getting to you.
It's been entertaining and getting to me. This whole Trump's lawyer, Michael Cohen. Michael Cohen.
Cohen.
So this whole thing, the reason it's entertaining because this don't even seem like this whole thing that's going on, all the history, everything that's coming out, everything basically since 2016 dealing with this man, the Trump anyway, doesn't seem real. Like it seems like a House of Cards or something. It seems like a show. Like it don't even seem like this can't be the type of people that are capable and quote unquote qualified to run this country. Anyway. So watching this, his testimony, you know, because this dude's already going to jail, so he's just, you know, telling it all, like, hey, this is why I did this, this is who did what. So what's entertaining about it is, because I did watch it on YouTube, I didn't watch it live, I've been watching it on YouTube, I watched the first half, I got to go back and watch the second half. It's popcorn worthy, y'all, I'm telling you, it's
not
very entertaining.
Me.
It's hilarious to me.
Mm.
I understand, like, people's lives are ruined and everything. However, like
that's
you
not
put
why
yourself
it's not
in this position. No, that's not why it's entertaining. It's, it's the type of stuff that's going on. But the only thing that's getting on my nerves is everybody's like thinking if you're one of those people who don't like this president or don't think he's capable of being a good president, they think something's going to come of this. And I'm like,
and that's the reason why it's not entertaining
yeah,
to me.
I'm like, nothing's going to happen. Like,
not a thing.
This system that they're going by, I think people forget that it was designed by crooks for crooks. This is designed for these wealthy, powerful people to do whatever they want and still be able to get away with it. Otherwise, we wouldn't be in the position that we're in this country. And that's the only thing that gets on my nerves. Like you always hear about, impeachment, this and this is that. That's why Nixon resigned. Like if it was going to be an impeachment, this would have happened then. So that's the only thing that gets on my nerves. That's it's annoying about the whole thing because people that want to see a different change and this goes for both parties. This has nothing to do with party or anything. They all wrong and crooked. Like it's really one party. We the idiots that believe it's two different ways of going about doing this. But that's one thing that's actually is it that's what gets on my nerves about this. But it has been entertaining, so it's kind of a catch 22 for me.
Yeah, one thing I found out during this whole thing is that you can't indict a sitting president. So that's right. One thing. I'm just like, why are we? And then I just don't think, put it like this, there's been so many things that have been said about our current sitting president that have been proven to be true, and yet he still became our current sitting president. Yeah. So there's really nothing else that anybody can say that's going to make me go, well, this is the nail in the coffin. Yeah, I'm like,
I think the only person that can put a nail in their coffin, or the only thing that can put a nail in their coffin, is him himself lying in the coffin. Like, you know what? I quit. I'm done.
And he ain't going to do it.
Nah.
What's been getting my nerves? I've just had an emotional tough.
Yeah, she has. Bless her heart.
I have. I'm just an emotional wreck.
I've been praying for you. Bless your
Thank
heart.
You.
It's been a lot. It's
I don't even feel like talking about it because I'll start crying in the podcast.
Don't you start crying in the podcast.
I'm going to cry in the podcast, y'all.
Enough heavy topics. We're going to lighten it up. I don't even know what this topic's on, but we're going to lighten it up.
Actually, hopefully this podcast will help us. But yeah, I've just had a tough. I think we're having a boy, guys. Think we're having a boy.
You for real tearing up right now.
Yes. I'm an emotional creature when I'm pregnant. Oh, and yeah, that alone has got me.
It's laughable, so, but it is like upsetting.
That's
her.
The reason
why. And me, it's upsetting for me because if that is the case.
That's the reason why I didn't want to find out early, because I knew there was no way I was going to be able to fake the funk. Finding out early that I'm having a boy and being like, it's cool for boys. It's so the opposite of my dream in
life. But early on, you was like, you would lean in both directions.
Early on, with the thought of, I won't know this information until I'm 9 months. And it's not that I know it absolutely now. This is just based off of, if you all follow my channel.
Yeah, she's looking at the ultrasound, so she thinks she saw.
Yes, yes, I'm looking at, I recorded our ultrasound. Male genitalia. Oh. And I'm almost certain I'm right. So, like, but it wasn't like I got a medical technician to be like, yes, this is definitely a boy. So.
However, I think the thing of same with me, because I'm feeling a type of way too, is not the fact of having another boy, is just not getting to have that girl.
Right.
Is the thing.
Yeah, I'm just like, I don't feel, I mean, because
I'm okay with her feeling that way, but like, I've been. Because everybody's been like, oh, yeah, hoping for a girl, even though, you know, they're not, you know, giving the boy the cold shoulder. But kind of snapped on one of her friends yesterday because she was telling one of her friends. She was like, and I'm like, first of all, if it is a boy, you ain't going to be having these old silly-ass reactions just because it's a boy. Like, y'all going to have me snapping on people, you know?
No, I mean, nobody, if the boy was here, nobody would be like, another boy. Yeah. But, yeah, no, that... Just stuff.
But that's what's, if it is, that's what's going to have me, people have me, you know, my tongue is going to get real slick and quick. Just from that reaction, because I don't want that reaction. I want it to be,
I don't think,
oh, okay, people are going to get that reaction.
No, I don't think people are going to give that when the
baby's here.
No,
I'm saying initially, no, when the baby's here.
But, yeah, I don't think anybody's going to be like, oh, another boy. They're going to be like, you had the baby.
It ain't going to be like, oh, okay.
Well, I mean,
you know what? Get out of the room.
It's difficult when you've seen the same movie four times.
Well, it's a good movie.
So yeah, that has had me a tad bit emotional, but let's lighten it up. What has gotten you in a good mood this week? What is it?
Progress.
Yes.
Progress in career, progress in for entrepreneurship. For y'all that don't know, I like talking to y'all. However, I don't know if I said it on the YouTube channel yet, but the product that I've been working on is a beard and butter product. The only problem is talking about it on Angel's YouTube channel. If you watching that, or possibly even if you are hearing the sound of my voice, it's probably a 98% chance you're a woman.
And women are the consumers of products.
I understand that. However, I need to reach a different audience as well.
And you will.
I know I will. I'm just saying, like, let me say what I'm saying.
You started off with it's a problem. The problem with saying it's on my channel. I'm like, it's not a problem.
That's not the problem that I'm talking about. The problem that I'm having is, like, I would like to be saying these things to a room full of bearded men. or audience full of bearded men, but I'm not. However, I know y'all spread word, but that's the challenge of this whole me being oblivious to this whole social media thing and how to be successful at it, because I'm trying to get that audience. And I have a couple of ideas. Like, I've been shooting my little quote unquote commercial all by myself, just trying to launch. I haven't officially launched it, but the site is up and live. It's manshit.com, man, M-A-N-S-H-Y-T. So that, and then career, just a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel on career advancement and everything. So that's the plus. In a nutshell, it's everything. I always feel blessed on life.
Good.
But, yeah. So what's up? What's good with you?
Your career. That is the thing that has been the silver lining to my life right now. Very proud of the things you've been doing, not just with entrepreneurial stuff, which he's really been like, you know, there's some things that I wish you would have already gotten done by now, but the stuff that you have gotten done, I'm very happy with. And even on the things with your regular, like, employment job, just happy with the progress I've seen happening with you there. So that all makes me very, very happy. That has been the, like, you know, the rainbow.
All right.
Why you say all right like that?
No, I'm saying okay. I wish you would speak on your life, because this is a lot of positive.
Don't do
that,
because I'll cry.
All right.
See, I mean, no. Where I'm at right now is just.
All right, I get that.
Ugh.
Because you can't always speak positivity to people. Sometimes you just want people to be mad with you.
It's not that I want them to be mad.
You know, you want them to be in that instance with you. Like, Angel knows, even for me, it's like, when I'm feeling some type of way, yeah, I want you to lift me up. But right now, just be right here in this moment with me. You good?
I'm trying my best.
Yeah. Bless her heart.
Hold it together. I am struggling.
We're going to have to come back.
No, I'm going to talk through it.
It looks like you're laughing, but about to go into ugly cry.
It's both. You know, when you are...
You weeping right now.
When you feel like you're going through obstacles in your career, and then something as precious... Yeah,
that's the straw right there, is the career and this possible gender thing.
Right. And I sound like my 9-year-old when he's being ungrateful, so I'm trying to like get out of it, because I know I'm blessed on so many levels. But if I'm going to be honest about how I feel in the moment,
yeah, that's what I was saying. Yeah, how you feel in the moment, like, I'm just people like, deserve that, I think.
Yeah, so,
I don't think it's ungrateful to have a human reaction to something.
So I'm trying to get over that point of like feeling like, god dang it, can something go the way that I'm trying to get it to go? You know, I mean, the baby definitely took me down, because I'm just like, god, please leave. I'm so happy the baby is completely healthy. So that is my main thing. But like, to have four, and I know people who have six boys, so I acknowledge that I'm not the only person that has gone through this, but to have wanted something all of my life and to be told no, I'm just like, god dang it. Why can't I get a yes off of this? So, yeah. So that's why I'm like, you know what? I'll focus on other things.
Gotta get that idiot. Sorry, y'all.
What?
No, I thought I heard the dog.
Our dog outside. So
no, he's under the house.
Yeah, I guess he isn't outside. So this is what is a good segue for this topic, which is... Marcus and I'm sorry, I keep hitting stuff that is on our table. Marcus and I have been making a conscious effort to speak life into our life, being very conscious about the words we speak over ourselves.
Yeah.
Specifically for me, it's been a more difficult journey just because of my sarcasm. My sarcasm, right, has a negative bite to it.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. A lot of times it's like you're doing, we both do it, not realizing it. I think I caught myself, or quicker to catch myself, more than age, because it's not anything you're doing on purpose, but it is negative things that you speak upon yourself. So, or our last period.
Yeah. So it's been a journey that we've been on of not just there's two things that we've been focusing on, that and then just us coming together in agreement on things that we really are striving for and asking God for, and us agreeing with the other person in that, in meaning that our prayer together is focused on this thing.
Right.
And I wanted to speak on that because I noticed our last podcast, which most people really liked, I was trying to like dissect, like so many people had said this was like their favorite podcast.
Yeah, the favorite podcast. And we were both like, what?
What? Huh? And I feel like the thing that was the biggest difference was you. One, was just the stuff that you were saying. There was a motivational side to you that people usually don't get to see. They get to see Marcus.
I don't like motivating people.
They get to see Marcus the jerk. Marcus, yeah,
that's me, yes. I'm always phenomenal.
Come on. Speak positivity. But like,
no, I was just being arrogant.
but there was that's what I felt like I noticed the biggest difference was, yeah, you being transparent with how you, your walk.
Right. And just trying to encourage other people and doing the same.
So I was like, oh, you know what?
It did threw us both off. Like, wait a minute. Like, we've had some good podcasts.
Right. I was so shocked. I was like, we've had like wittier podcasts, podcasts where I felt like when I've gone back to listen to it, I have laughed out loud. And I was like, so what was this one? And that's what I feel like the biggest change was that you as the other host was a lot like my people on my channel. They're used to me being motivational. Heck, I had a whole show on Facebook called Motivational Mondays just to motivate people. So to hear it come out of your mouth, I think, in us bounce back and forth,
yeah, it's
with
kind of like water in the face. People weren't expecting it.
They were like, that was refreshing. What? So the Bible, y'all know that we practice Christianity. And, you know, the Bible talks about the power of life and death in the tongue. And I feel like we have noticed a huge change in just what happens in our life just by us being diligent about speaking positivity over the things that we want to have happen in our life.
Yeah.
Now, granted, I just sat here and boo-hooed about things that I have spoken very positively over and have not gotten the results that I want. However, that does not deter me from wanting to continue the practice of.
Right.
Because, I mean, I don't know really what you can expect out of speaking negatively over your situation.
Right. I think a lot of people, I'm trying to figure out, like, when I spoke negative on things, I don't know if it gives you comfort.
It lowers your expectation because you feel like if you expect things to not go well and things don't go well, then you don't have to be disappointed because you already called it. Marcus used to be now mind you, while it's hard for me to get my sarcasm out of my mouth, Marcus used to be such a negative Nelly. Like, and I just couldn't understand what was going on. You used to be, and I realized some of it you learned from your father. Like, if you be like, nah, that ain't gonna work, no, nah, and I'd be like,
daddy shoot something down quick.
Right. And that used to be Marcus. Now. He was a sniper. I would be like, well, then why are we even discussing it if it's nothing
exactly
going?
Why are we over here talking about this? That's what I tried to say in the beginning.
And now as he's matured, I have seen that person kind of fade away into, like, he's still very much so, you know, I try to also realize that some of that is his discernment. He's still kind of negative when it comes to his judgment of people. He tends to lean to the negative long before he leans to the positive, but on situations, I definitely notice you have let go a lot of that.
Yeah.
Like,
my discernment be on point though.
It does, but I feel
I didn't even know that until, like, this is a gift that she revealed to me that I had.
Yeah.
I had no idea. I was just like, no, I know I can read people. It's like I get energy from people and I stick with it.
Yeah, but he discerns their negativeness. I'm like, you know, the person ain't 100% evil. It's just he picks up on whatever's going to be bad about them real quick, and that's what he leads with. And I'll be like,
their food turns left a lot more than they turn right.
I'll be like,
I'm going to stand over here.
Give them right, a something chance. Right about. But I do feel like there is something about, and I know some people, they don't think that they're negative. They think they're just being realist. And
yeah, but it's even something to that, because it's that whole, it's that law of attraction. It's like you speak that, if you call yourself being a realist, and you're constantly looking at the negative and you see that negative, that's what you're,
right,
that's what's going to come out every single time.
You can be a realist, but you are speaking what you want your reality to be, or right, what you want your reality to be reflected as on your life.
Or like you said, playing it safe. Expect something low and something low will come. And it's like, okay.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like that's how I end up getting so I can get crushed. And I don't want to say, because I do have very thick skin. I take a licking and I keep on ticking, but I feel like that's the reason why sometimes I can like get emotional about things that honestly, at the end of the day, I will be fine. But it's because I do set my expectations up high on some things. Like I will claim something that most people
Angel
will be
claim
like,
stuff. So like I always call you celebrate way too early.
In this industry that I work in, you got to celebrate every success because you have no idea when they will snatch something from you. So it's just like celebrate in the moment and don't wait because you might not get you might not ever get the chance to celebrate where you could have been like, I could have just been happy.
At see, that other step. And see me, I'm not to say it's a negative, but I like to see it at the very, like, the final product before
I celebrate. There's no final product.
What do you mean?
In Hollywood? There's no final product.
Not in your career.
There's no final product.
But me, is like, I'm, like, looking at with the, not leaning on her career and everything, but looking on the way she celebrates versus me, like, to me, it looks like Angel's one of those people that's watching a basketball game or something, and the first second or the first 5 seconds, the first team scores and they get up and start cheering. I'm like, would y'all sit down and shut up? We got 2 hours of game left. Like that means nothing right now.
And
so,
I'm like,
when I see, you know, 4-0s on the board and the buzzer, and I'm like, all right, now we can celebrate.
But you know what? But still, it counts towards that player stats. If he didn't, got a bucket.
I get it. You however, know what I'm saying? Me, because like we'll do something, or like let's say we're going on vacation, or it's like even advancement on, you know, career stuff, or you know, launching a product, you know, new company, and it's like, ain't you excited? I'm like, yeah, but let me see where this goes. Like, let me have a good month before I start, you know, just, what is it?
I don't know. Our environment got really loud. Y'all, it's over here raining all loud in California. Yeah. Got us all confused.
Yeah, you know it's California when people flip out because the water's falling out of the sky.
So much rain. Jesus.
And it stopped again. It's like Kentucky.
But yes, Marcus is very much so the like, let me wait. And I do believe.
It was not let me wait. I just want to see the actual result first.
And I believe in celebrating every single victory. Just because, you know, nothing is ever, it's not promised. And I want to be grateful for every step. Yeah.
And it speaks a lot to our careers too. Because it's like, if something's celebrated in my career, it's like, oh no, you good. Like, this is an actual boom. It's solid. But in Angels, it can be so fickle at times. It's like, hold on, wait. This should be illegal for this to end at this point.
Right,
like,
right. So, I mean, yeah. So that's the big reason. The type of L's that I have taken in my career, most people don't keep doing. I have had enough anomaly of L's taken. Like, and the thing is, I've had huge victories followed by huge L's that most people would be like, I'm done.
Yeah, I don't know how she's able to do it, or all of them, like her whole group of friends is actresses and actors out here. I try my best to think of positive upliftment in Angel's career, but it's so difficult for me, and I'm still working on that, how to help her along, you know, in a positive way and speak positively on the career, because I'm
And I'm going to be honest, I don't have any friend that have taken L's like I have. I've had friends that have not seen the same success that I've seen.
Right.
But like it's a little, what I mean by L's is to reach a height and to get kicked back down all the way to, like, I don't know.
Like some people move up like inch by inch, you know, they lose an inch, they gain 3 more inches, they lose an inch. Angel will gain a couple of inches, gain 6 feet, they get knocked back 8 feet.
The fall be big as hell.
Then it's like, oh, here comes something else. Oh, that's 2 miles right there. No. Like, wait a minute.
Come on back down. But there's a part of me that just realizes that I am not in the wrong place. And for some reason, the Lord has not completely revealed it to me. This has just been a part of my journey, because a lot of the things that happen just can't be explained, because a lot of people are not experiencing what I'm experiencing. So,
and a lot of people have told Angel, including myself, is like, we all believe that she's built to create her own path. Like, nobody's going to be able to do it. Like Frank Sinatra, she's going to do it her way.
And I don't want to. I'm going to be honest.
But you never know. Like, that may be what you have been asking for and not even realized it. Or, you know, that's the path that God has for you, because that's what will be best for you. And at the end of that, you'll be like, I never saw this coming, but this is what happened.
Listen, that's what it's going to end up being. I mean, the web series was something that it took me seeing a couple of people do it and me writing enough things for me to believe like it was worth me doing. But like, that wasn't something that, you know, I had always set out. Like, I've never set out to be like, and I want to create my own show.
But that's what you are. You a creator.
Well, it was out of being pushed into a corner. And it was just like,
what happens in my career. Yeah. I have to get pushed into a corner in order to advance. And that's what's happened every single time.
That is the truth.
But you're not here's this script, study this, now be great at this. This is what I'm going to do, and this is going to be.
Listen, I do feel like.
We are on a podcast right now because of you.
Because people said we should do it. And I was like, okay, fine. But no, I am a good, give me a script and I'm going to
tear it up. No, you are excellent at that, because people. Like somebody revealed it to you this week. It's like, you are too good sometimes, but don't dull your shine for other people. It's like, oh, we want somebody to play this part. And Angel goes on there and outshines everybody.
That's sweet.
All these seasoned actors and actresses. So there's like, no, that was phenomenal. Oh my God. You are phenomenal, but we can't use you because you make everyone else look so bad. So,
they
you
know,
it's like
that,
pulling a Ferrari onto a Corolla lot. It's like, could you park across the street? Like, we appreciate your business.
And I would do that, and I would walk back across. I'd be like, listen, guys.
No, they closing the gate. They like, no, we don't want you in your lavish heels coming over here.
But we say,
not to knock Corollas, we owned one.
Listen, and I love my Corolla. He made me give up.
But yeah, that's the thing. It's like, oh, if I'm too good for y'all, then I'm going to create something that's good for me.
And I am definitely, like I said, with the web series, and just believe I'm about to write the next 3 episodes. Since people, if you haven't checked it out, please do. It's Maternity Leave. It's on Facebook and YouTube. I'm about to write 3 more episodes and just wait for the Lord to put the money there for me to do it, because that's what he did last time. I wrote it, and then it was like,
give me
and here's money.
I got this.
Oh, listen.
No, daddy gonna pay for it.
Come on, daddy. He's getting promotions.
Depending on how much. Y'all, I ain't balling like it.
Yeah, you are.
I am balling like it.
Yeah, you are. That's how we speak.
I am balling
in this
like
house.
It. No, I was just thinking when you was talking about, you know, feeling down and everything. It's been a couple of times last year, and I think once or twice this year, where I felt a certain type of way about where I was in life.
Mm-hmm.
Like ignorantly. And then I would literally go stand in the far corner of each room of his house and be like, and then like slap back to reality, like, but hold up, what's wrong with you? Like, look at all this you got. Look at all this that you've done.
Right.
Not just anywhere. You've done this in California.
Yeah. No, it's the same thing when I feel like I found out that we're having a boy. I don't know.
What's the topic for today?
Is this the topic is speaking positivity.
Oh, okay, you didn't say that.
Yes, I did.
Did you?
Yes. All right. We got to the topic.
I'm like, now let's get to the discussion.
Let's get to it.
48 minutes in.
But no, like I came, I just hugged on my babies. I have to realize I have three very healthy boys, potentially another boy on the way. And, you know, while right now in the moment it feels like, God dang it, I know that I am very blessed. And so it just takes some time to like knock yourself back to like the truth of the matter. But I think a lot of that comes with mindset and making sure your words, because sometimes your words are what convinces your mind, not the other way
right.
around.
Yeah. Words are powerful, y'all.
Yeah.
They really are. I don't think people give that enough attention of just what speaking, even thinking,
mm-hmm.
thoughts and just talking out loud and thoughts are manifested into physical things on, you know, that happens to us and around us.
Yeah. I mean, I truly believe some days I don't believe what I'm saying, but I say it anyway in order to eventually convince myself. Because sometimes people say, well, I don't really think that, so why would I say it? And it's just like, you lie to people all the time. Yeah. You need to start lying to yourself.
To the point where you believe your own lies.
Right.
I've seen that.
So start lying to yourself to your benefit. Start lying to yourself and saying that you're, you know, an amazing person that you're about to have. Literally, when it came to the job last year of me booking the pilot, as soon as I read the script, I said I was going to book it. And even when they passed on me, like they said no at first, I was like, that's not right. This is still mine. I was like, they're confused. And sure enough, they came back 2 weeks later and hired me. I didn't get to keep the job, but I feel like a lot of that came. I didn't get to keep it, but I did get it.
Yeah.
But I feel like a lot of that came from me being so convinced just with my words. Even with this year, there was a pilot. I'm pregnant. Now, pregnant women don't usually get to do a pilot, test for a pilot. I tested for a pilot and was like inches away from booking it. And I feel like that came a lot from, I read the script and I told Marcus, this is mine. And we prayed on it right there in the moment. And I think a lot of people just, they take words for granted. They take speaking things over their life for granted.
Even though, like I said, those thoughts too, when you think negative things will come to you. And like, I've seen that mm-hmm. in just in my own life, is that, whether you believe it or not, the law of attraction is actually a real thing. It's like, it all manifests from how you think and speak.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's what I mean by, sometimes that's how you have to retrain your mind though, is by talking.
Yeah.
To yourself by like saying the things that you don't believe yet until you believe them. You have to almost indoctrinate yourself with the positivity that you want in your life. And that's something that we truly have been really focused on in this household, even with my 9-year-old, who sometimes can be very dramatic and get really down. It's just like certain things, I'm just like, don't say that. Like, get your life together.
Yeah.
And you can't say those things. But yeah, words are very, very, very powerful. And that was just something I was like, you know, we should talk about that, because I know we don't ever bring that up. Like I said, when we were doing vlogs, you just got to see us in our silly moments. You sometimes got to see me be motivational, but I was like, you know, people, like even my sister was shocked by Marcus's words on the podcast. I was shocked that he said it in front of y'all. I was not shocked that he said it, because Marcus has become very insightful, especially in the past 2 years when it comes to his spiritual walk and what it pertains to in his life. Y'all, let me tell you this quick story. I told my husband something this Sunday to help him through a frustration that he was having. And this is something that I really appreciate about our relationship. My husband does let me minister to him when he's frustrated. He allows me to like really listen to God and give him a word. he'll really like, he'll take it in and he'll listen. And I said some very specific words to him about like the way the devil likes to attack and when it comes to obstacles, because the devil attacks us very differently, but it's always the same. And a lot of times we fall into the same goddaggone pitfall. It's like a broken record sometimes. And this was Sunday morning. We go to church. I have to leave out because my stomach is acting up and I need to use the restroom. So I'm out for like 15 minutes. Come back. We leave church. We get home. We're getting in bed on Sunday night. And Marcus is like, yeah, the pastor was talking about such and such. And then he's like, the pastor said, and then he begins to repeat the words I said to him in that morning. And I said, no, no, no. I said those things. He was like, yeah, but the pastor said those exact same things. And I was like, wait.
Yeah, Angel was, she couldn't even go to sleep.
I couldn't. I was like, are you playing with me right now? I said, Marcus, I said those exact words. I was like, I said that. I said God was in the details. I said the thing about the devil to us and the obstacles.
Yeah. It was crazy as I was having it was kind of a similar discussion with a friend on Saturday night. We was watching a show on Netflix, and I was talking about, you know, she had the question of what's the point of God doing, you know, this, that, and the other just to get to this point. And I was like, it's all in the details. It's not meant for us to always understand, but it's in the details. And I was sitting there thinking, and I was like, actually, if this happened, or if this didn't happen, if these things didn't happen for this amount of time, then we wouldn't be able to get this. And then she was sitting there. I was like, it's all about details. Like, all the details are already worked out. And then that was a kind of a conversation that we had. And then Angel said that Sunday morning. And then Sunday. And here's the thing is, in church, for everything to hit, like a message being sent specifically to me, lately, I'd say in the past couple of years, I'd say past 4 or 5 years, something like that. That happens a lot. Ever since I've changed my mode of thinking and changed my relationship with God, because a lot of people have heard me talk and I have my issues with organized religion and the history of religion and all that. However, I still have a relationship with God. Absolutely. But ever since I've changed my mode of thinking, it's like even other people is like can be sitting and listening to church. They're like, wait, he's talking to you, Marcus. it's happened so much. That's why I didn't like, oh my God, it didn't mess me up the way Angel did. It was the exact same words.
It wasn't like kind of the same theme of things. I really was like, Marcus, you're confused, honey. That's what I said to you when you were in the mirror doing your grooming. And I was stuff. Like,
yeah.
He was like, yeah. I said, why the heck are you just now telling me? We have been out of church. We done a whole bunch of things. And you going to tell me why we getting in bed? Like, I'm already in the bed under the covers. He's like, yeah, the first couple of times that's happened, it's freaked me out. But this has happened so many times.
Yeah, now I just have to listen and, you know, proceed accordingly.
So he don't even tell me when things are like, when I've said something that's been confirmed by the Lord in another way.
You're so cocky. You don't need to know this.
I do need to know it. I do.
You already think you know everything.
No. I need to know it. Mm-mm. I need to know it so I can walk in my gift more. Yeah, you gonna tell me. I'll be like, the Lord's gonna be like, tell your husband this. I'm like, I ain't telling him. Mm-mm. Because he don't appreciate.
And then he's gonna be like, that's all right, I'm gonna tell him anyway.
I'm like, but he ain't gonna get that confirmation to help him really walk in that. Okay. So tell us what you think. Are you the type of person that believes that words have power? Or are you the type of person that's just like, no, it's more so about how you act in the world? Or are you a person that believes in the law of attraction? Because I know some people think it's a bunch of crap. Yeah. Let us know in the comments below. And if that's something that you've struggled with, just not talking negativity, not being a pessimist or being so much of a realist that your reality seems drab. But we're going to go to the comment of the week. This came from our last podcast. It came from Mickey Fingers. The podcast was about we're having another baby. She said, y'all are hilarious. That hoe gonna wind up pregnant, then everybody gonna be dead. Yeah, that's what I said. She said, you all did the right thing, though. My mother-in-law said, if you trying to get pregnant, quit watching the clock and the calendar and just hunch, LOL. So thank you so much, Mickey, for your comment. If you haven't seen the podcast, we put it up 3 weeks ago. It was a really fun one to do with you guys. So get back and watch it. But as always, we'll be back in 2 weeks. Or another podcast.
Yeah, not next week, but the week after that.
On a Wednesday. Going up on a Wednesday. And until then, y'all can be
Get at us. Go get you some man shit.
Yeah, get.
Tell somebody.
Yes, it's up. It's ready. It's
great. And yeah, just really quick plug. The only reason I feel so good about this, one of the reasons, is because of all the good feedback I've gotten from people. Not from like really, really close friends, but people that didn't have to reach back out to me. That could have just been like, oh, this is trash. Throw them in the trash. They come back like, dude, this is the best stuff I've ever used. So that's what gave me so much confidence to sell this comfortably.
Yes, he's done a good job. So yeah. Please support. All right, guys. Y'all be blessed, and we'll talk to you all later.
Y'all have a good one.
Deuces.